everyone. It's great to be with you on this week's Hope for the Heart. We're going to be doing more online things that you may like to join in with us. And one of these is a live streamed concert that's going to be on the 2nd of October at 7:30 p.m. So do put that in your diary. And we'll be talking about our new book as well, A Beautiful Tapestry. It's about Tracy and I and our life and ministry together on the road. We hope you'll love it because we've really tried to give you the full picture. Not just the good bits, you know, everything. The fun times and the complications of a deaf person and a blind person ministering together. Do join us if you want to, and you'll find the link on our website nearer the time, mbm-ministries.org. It's amazing how God orders the tiny events in our lives as we allow him to be fully involved as our best friend and helper in all things. So recently, a friend was anticipating her birthday, and the Lord spoke to her so lovingly, "You can have just as good a time as Marilyn did on hers as you invite me to enjoy yours with you." Well, she wasn't quite sure what it meant. But the day turned out to be very special, with her meeting up with people she hadn't seen for ages. It was much more eventful than she could have imagined, and she did feel very specially remembered and loved. Recently, Tracy and I went to Broadstairs because we wanted to see how my old guide dog was doing and to meet with friends. And Tracy remarked that her cousin lived there, who she hadn't seen for about 11 years. We both said that if we went again, it would be good to try and make contact with her. Well, we walked into the restaurant with our friends, and suddenly a voice called out, "Tracy, Tracy!" It was her cousin. How could that be? Well, it was a God incident, wasn't it? They were able to spend time together, which was very special. I'm sure you've had things like this happen to you. You see, God loves connection. He loves giving us surprises and adventures. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." And Psalm 139, paraphrasing verses 3 and 4 from the Passion Translation, "You know every step I will take before my journey even begins, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence." I think that's mind-blowing. So learn to chat with him about your plans. Talk to him about the struggles, the worries you may have. Because when you're in partnership with him, he promises help and strength at every point. He says that his yoke of partnership with us is easy, comfortable if you like, and his burden light. There's a saying, a burden shared is a burden halved. Well, it's more than that with the Lord, isn't it? But let him walk beside you today and throughout this week, realizing his interest and involvement in all you do. Nothing is outside of his detailed planning. Let's pray. Father, help me to bring you into all I do, as I would my very best friend, because I want to enjoy all the plans and adventures you have for me as I live my life with you close by my side. Amen.
Time with God as our most wonderful friend. to go.